Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. You're tuning in to a place where we turn your backyard into entertainment central. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And I am the infrared neck. So if you like infrared grilling, I'm the guy to call.
You know what? If you don't know what that is, if you're just tuning in for the first time on the network here, Bob is a. We should probably give a little background to the grilling guys here on this first show on our network. Bob, tell us a little bit about what you do professionally.
I grill.
Exactly.
I rep for grill manufacturers, and so I travel around the Great Lakes area and a little bit out east, and I help grill dealers get the grill out.
Yeah, so it's equipment, sauces, rubs, all of the things that make your backyard fun, plus a few other items. And me, I'm just a guy that's tagging along for the ride. Bob and I have been buddies for years. We enjoy cooking and entertaining, and I just like to drink a little bit and eat a little bit and do a little bit of everything in my backyard and create that grill envy. And so that's what we're all about. It's the grilling guys, and stick with us because I think you're gonna enjoy the ride. Joining us right now, we have one of our great friends of the show. The female advisor to the grilling guys is Shasta from the Old World Olive Press. Good morning, Shasta.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the Old World Olive Press, too, because you're an integral part of this show. All the products that you guys sell are used on a regular basis by Bob and I as we go through this grilling world, and we just really enjoy it. Talk a little bit about what's the difference. I mean, everybody knows the difference between vinegar and oil, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've eaten it at any restaurant, you put it on your salad, but yours is different. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, it is different. A lot of people equate oil to let's just go to the local grocery store and pick something off the shelf, and it's probably pretty good. The sad fact of that is most of the oil that's on a grocery shelf is already rancid before it's even to the consumer's home. So what we do is we use both hemispheres. So right now, for instance, we're importing from the northern hemisphere because that has the freshest product, or it's their growing season, if you will. And when their growing season's done, then we flip to the southern hemisphere and we pull from their growing season. So what that's doing for the people that are our loyal customers and our people that are, you know, coming in new, what that's doing is ensuring the freshest possible product that we can have.
And now Old World Olive Press, you have stores. You have one in Rockford, Michigan, downtown Grand Rapids, and you have one in
Plymouth
and
in Birmingham. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're all over the place.
We are. We put a lot of miles under our seats, that's for certain.
And what's so different about your store is these oils are all infused with different flavors, herbs, seasonings of that. Talk a little bit about some of the things that are available at the store.
Yeah, we've got just a whole plethora of flavors. We have anything from a jalapeno vinegar to a harissa oil, which is a spicy oil. We have some mild variations in between, like a strawberry vinegar or a raspberry vinegar. Pretty much anything you can think of from a flavor profile is probably in our store we can get our hands on.
You know, and the thing that I like about it best is the fact that not only do you sell the oils and the vinegars, but you have a recipe or several recipes for each one of these oils and vinegars, and you're going to give those to your clients when they come through the door. And you brought one of those recipes. Again, we've been talking about steelhead salmon. It's one of our favorite fare for the spring. I guess Bob tells me it's a steelhead trout. Pardon me. It isn't a salmon. I agree. But let's talk a little bit about the recipe that you brought in and the oils and vinegars that are involved with that.
Yeah, you know, mine's actually pretty simple. It's hard to mess up a steelhead to begin with. It's just a great fillet. But one of the combinations that I like the best is the cherry balsamic vinegar and blood orange olive oil. And you mix those together. You can put a little salt and pepper in it if you'd prefer. But basically, you're just going to let the fillet sit in that mixture for a little bit. You're going to throw it on the grill and grill it to your desired temperature, and it's going to come out fabulous.
That sounds great. If you just tuned in, this is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network and Cumulus Broadcasting System. And we are right now talking with Shasta from the Old World Olive Press. They have four stores around Michigan. And you have a website. What is that?
We do. It's www, of course, oldworldolivepress.com.
Okay. I would have left the W's off.
You're right.
I happen to just really enjoy Shasta and Corey, her husband, who's always in the background working. She goes out, and she's the pretty face of the deal. And Corey's back there schlepping crates right now.
Sure.
I just know it. And, but every time we see them, today she came bearing gifts again, which is perfect because I got a grill today. But, you know, you've gotten us so spoiled with great EVOs and balsamics. Your balsamics, I mean, I thought I knew what a balsamic was. I go to a certain restaurant all the time, and I order their dressing, which is a balsamic. It's really more like vinegar. It's not a good balsamic. So I actually talked to them, and you know what? They upgraded their balsamics.
Fabulous.
And they're still not buying them from you, which I worked on. But, hey, I got them to
someday
at least get to a better grade of balsamic. But if you go into an Old World Olive Press store, it's cool. It's kind of like happy hour because they got these little cups in front of all. What do you call your vats?
Foosties.
Foosties. So you go up and you just hit the tap a little bit and you take a sip of some of those balsamics.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're so good.
I have to relate a story. The first time I did that in your store, I walked in and they're a little plastic. They probably could hold maybe an ounce. So, you know, me, I took a shot. Right. I filled it up. We don't really want to do that because while it's kind of like perfume, a little bit is really good. A whole lot of it, not so good.
Right.
Okay. But they are just there for taste. But that's the great way to find out what the flavor profiles are in these. Now, one of the things that the first time I cooked with these, and I believe this is going to be new to a lot of our listeners, but when you mix an oil and a vinegar, they separate.
Yes.
And you don't really need to worry about that because, as you said, you're marinating your fish in the vinegar and the oil. It's in the same container,
right,
glass bowl or whatever it may be. Those flavors are infusing into the meat without having them being mixed together. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's normal to see the separation of the oil and vinegar. That's nothing to be afraid of. It, you know, you can shake it up if it bothers you, but really, as you said, the flavors are all in there together, and they're all making one happy family.
Yeah, that's right. And the cool thing is the balsamic tends to leach into the meat.
Right.
While when you pull the meat out of the bowl, if you're marinating with it, the oil coats it on the way
out,
so it's actually kind of perfect. And I would have loved for Bill Bale, the captain that was just on, to be able to try. We're going to have to make sure if we go fishing with him that we stop by Old World Olive Press and we bring him the real version of that marinade he likes so easily making. He'll be blown away just like we were.
Well, and you know what? He's not that far off because a zesty Italian dressing is an oil and a vinegar.
Yep.
Is what it is. And it's got some herbs in it.
Yep.
But, you know, nothing against the store brand, you know, Italian dressing. But when you make it with these ingredients, again, that's another mantra.
You're
the grilling guys.
It to a different level.
That's right. Good ingredients create great results. If you use average ingredients, you're going to get average results. That's just the way it is. There's a lot of things in life like that, but on the grill, that's a big difference.
Yeah, take radio, for example.
Right. Yeah. Without a good host, well, you know, this train's a wrecking. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. But anyway, so Shasta, what do you have with you today specifically as far as the oils that you brought in? And maybe you can give us an idea on why you brought those and some other ideas other than salmon that those would work with.
Yeah, you know, the recipe that I just read off with the cherry and the blood orange, it actually makes it a fabulous salad dressing. You can throw some different cheeses or some nuts onto a salad, maybe even a chicken breast. So both of those you can use for chicken as well. I also brought along an Herbes de Provence oil and a red apple vinegar, and both of those are fabulous.
Would you stick around and hang out with us for a little bit so we can talk about this later?
Absolutely.
That'd be cool. I want to remind everybody that on April 14th, the Grilling Guys are going to be broadcasting live from Dark Horse.
Dark Horse Brewery in Marshall, baby.
Dark Horse.
Yeah, you're going to get a taste of the Grilling Guys on Dark Horse because we are going to have a lot of fun down there. Coming up next, we've got our friend Doug Wells from Fenville Winery. He's going to join us on the grilling line, and we're going to talk a little bit about spring wine and how to mix that with your grill and the food that you've got on it. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We're going to be right back.
Now every morning just before breakfast, I don't want no coffee or tea. Just me and my good buddy Wiser. That's all I ever need, 'cause I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know what I
mean. The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.